Back in the day, it was not unusual for the happy person, even long after church was over, to be still shouting the praises of God. After church was over, there was something different about the person. Their behavior was different. At my Kojic Pentecostal grandmother's church, if the town drunk came into the church, when he left, he was no longer drinking. If the town prostitute showed up at church, when she left, she was no longer whoring around. Back then, you got delivered when you got to church. At my Baptist grandmother's church, even the Baptists got delivered back then. They didn't look at you as tense and ugly as they did before. They would always be nicer after church. Something in the service changed them. People always talked about what nice people they were when they started coming to church. Even if they did still smoke, drink, and party down, they were nice smokers, nice drinkers, and nice partiers. I believe that's the only reason why my Baptist grandmother was a Baptist. She could love Jesus, and she could still smoke her can of Prince Albert. When her and her friends got happy in church back then, we would always know something good was about to be cooked after church. Back then, church brought about a change in our homes. Church brought about new friends and sometimes even new jobs. We would invite those new friends home with us. They would become interested in making our church family their home church, and some of them would stay. We would become friends for life. We'd feel a connection, and that connection was most oftentimes what led them to Jesus. I don't know what happened to the phenomena of getting happy. Now, I can hardly find a smiling Christian, much less a happy one. What's your story? Have you ever got happy too? Will you ever be happy again? Thank you for joining me in this video. I'm Merle Ray, the Brilliance Coach. As a professional business strategist and consultant for over 20 years in corporate America, and as an author, publisher, speaker, and licensed minister for many years in faith-based circles, I get to work with wonderful people just like you who are wanting to keep growing and triumphing in your personal, business, and faith lives. Give yourself an hour with God, walking through His transformational journey for your life each day. Let me be your supportive co-partner as you take note of what God is saying and doing and what He's placed on your heart each day. Post on my private forum or send me an email to let me and my team of prayer warriors know how you're doing. We want to be a blessing to you as you continue to walk out your transformational journey, whether it's at home, work, church, or throughout life. And while you're here, act now to continue the journey working with me. I'll provide supportive feedback, suggestions, ideas, and techniques based on what it is you want to explore while working together. Get ahead now, enjoy this video, and when you're done, make a decision to work with me to improve or expand your business, ministry, online platform, book writing, coaching, or transformational program, as well as your faith walk. Click on one of the buttons on this page.